Yeah. I was just kind of disappointed, but it was worth seeing.
You also got another birthday present for your birthday. Big Fatty gave you a shout out on Big Fatty Online.
And he did. I'm so touched.
Let's listen to that right now.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm so touched.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1676 for Friday. Y'all, I had to poke Dr. Stone, he didn't remember what to do. The 13th. Oh, Lord, it's Friday the 13th. Big Fatty, and it's also a full moon. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty. Hello, unluckiers. Ooh, hello, stoners. Poor Big Fatty. Poor Dr. Stone. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. Dr. Stone, actually, if the truth were known, Dr. Stone and I are still in the Orlando. We are recording because we're not quite sure how the intertubes are going to be at the hotel in Fort Lauderdale. So we wanted to go ahead and you know, because we're recapping the good days, and we thought we'd go ahead and do it while it was fresh in our minds, and you know, fresh as a big fatty fart. Big fatty vulgar.
It's already stale in my mind.
Oh, and
what that is?
That was a breakfast, a brofkus croissant. It was pretty good with the scrambled egg and the bafran and cheese on it. It was.
I think that was a slice of Velveeta cheese in that.
You know, there's no single cheese like Velveeta. You remember how that jingle goes, don't you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, here, let me play it for you. Doesn't that kind of take you back, Dr. Stone?
I've never heard that before, so I don't know where it takes me back to.
Well, and we're going to talk about taking you back when we start talking about our hotel here at the Universal, because there's several things here that take us back also.
It does.
Yes. But, y'all, we're going to finish talking about the good days first. I think we finished through Sunday.
Right.
Sunday night, we went back to the hotel and packed. You packed. I didn't pack. Mm-hmm. And then we got up Monday morning. And we had set the alarm to get up, I think, and then Big Fatty
Olaf
had
Filet let us down. Somehow.
And Olaf Filet let us down, indeed, because Big Fatty left the speakerphone on all night long.
Poor Big Fatty. Does that mean they were listening to us?
They were. And so we got up and we went to the Animal Kingdom. Which is probably our least favorite part, wouldn't you say?
It's my least favorite, but you said you like it, though. You like the theming, right?
I like you can tell the straight people did it. Because when it first opened, it didn't make any sense. There were no signs. It didn't make any sense.
Well, it's going to make less sense when they put in Avatar Land.
Right, because y'all, you know, nothing says animals like that. The Blue Man people. Mm-hmm. But y'all, we rode the big mountain. What is that called? The
Everest,
Kilimanjaro. What did we do? We had trouble finding brofkus.
Oh, that's right.
But we did find something delicious. Why don't you tell them what we had?
Oh, it's almost like today's breakfast.
Right.
It was eggs and goat cheese, and was there ham inside of it?
There was some sort of ham or smoked
inside
sausage
of a wrap.
Or something. And it was hot. God.
Hot, hot, hot.
It was hot. And then it was hot where we were eating. Y'all,
that entire day was hot.
We were having the vapors.
We had to sit down in that little... eating area, and then we had the
stalker.
We had the stalker who was giving me the eye.
Was it the stink eye?
I think so.
Okay, well, you know, that's how the men do with Dr. Stone. Oh, look, it's Dr. Stone. Stink eye, stink eye. And we also rode the dinosaur. And we rode the safari. The safari was pretty good.
Yeah, the safari was good. We could see a lot of animals.
Yeah, it was. Big Fat is not a fan of the safari, but it was much better than I remembered it being.
The animatronics were all working.
They really were. Yeah. We had an animatronic duck that came up to us also while we were sitting there being stalked. Remember
right.
that?
I do.
Okay. And then we left there. We were only there a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And we went over to the downtown Disney. Why don't you tell everybody what we did over there?
Yes, Big Betty, let him talk.
Well, we ate, of course. We went down to the bowling alley. What is it called? The Splitsville?
Uh-huh. I believe Splitsville is what the Faye driver likes to do. He likes to do splits.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know what that means either.
Okay.
But, you know, if his room door is ajar, he's doing splits.
Oh, Chinese splits.
He's doing a hole pick.
Is that what those are?
That's right. That's okay, what they are. Okay. We're teaching him what a hole pick is.
Yes.
So yes, we had lunch with Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, wait a minute! I should have put. Well, you did it, okay, so I won't go back.
And Justin, am I allowed to say his name?
No. Okay. Uh-huh. I'll call him Larry.
Larry.
Okay.
And we had the enormous plate of French fried potatoes.
They were
with
good.
Bacon and sauces all over them, and cheese and
sour cream,
and then we had. Well, I had the pulled pork sandwich. With the enormous mound of French fried onions.
They were good, too. And we had a little queen, Service Philip.
Mm-hmm.
He was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Fatty had the...
Surprised you remember his name.
The French dip sandwich, which was loaded with meat.
With extra juice. He had to get extra juice.
I had to get extra juice. Big Fatty, you always need extra juice. And, but y'all, it was real good. If you're ever in the downtown Disney area, we suggest you go by the Splitsville. Even if the Faye driver's not there.
Oh.
And they play bowling there.
Yes.
They play those duck pens, I think is what it's called. I don't know what that means. But after that, Dr. Stone and I got into the, what are we driving? No,
we went to the Disney Quest.
Oh, right. Why don't you talk about that? Because you had a much better time there than I did.
I don't know if you could really say that, if that's an honest statement. But I did experience the virtual reality thingamajigger, where you're pretending like you've got a lightsaber and you're chopping away at things. But we kind of went through some of the games, and it was like, really? People really want to pay $45 to come into this?
Yeah, it was $45 to get in. We had coupons.
So we got in free.
Right. But y'all, it's five floors of nothing but those video games. The only one I saw that I recognized was the Donkey Kong.
I enjoyed the skee ball. That was my
favorite. Oh, you did do the skee ball right there with the 8-year-olds.
Right, and they kept on resetting my game.
Oh, did they keep hitting yours? I wondered why you kept doing it. So, anyway, we were there, 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
And you just about had to call the...
maintenance.
The maintenance department to the fourth floor.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I think they understand that's where the bowels regulated themselves.
Right. Exactly. Y'all, there was a discharge to end all discharges. But anyway, then we came over here to the Universal Cabana Bay resort, and y'all, it is themed in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. It's like stepping backwards in time.
It is. And in fact, we've stepped so far backwards in time that the electricity doesn't work.
It's true. The power is out.
The power's out right now.
We're on battery backup.
Right. We're doing battery backup. But anyway, it's well themed. We don't think it's going to hold up well, though.
No, it looks good, but yeah, the materials look like they're going to take a beating in about a week. So if you want to come and see this, come and see it by next week.
Right.
Because
this has been open about 3 months, I think. And but y'all, the theming, they go to kind of extremes. Maybe not extremes, but they've got some nice touches on the theming. Why don't you tell them?
Well, in this room, there's a lot of wood paneling and geometric shapes and fancy colors from the 1950s. So it looks very much mid-century modern in here.
Right. Think of the kind of oval squares on Tattletales. It kind of looks
a game
like
show?
That. Yeah, it's a,
okay,
it's a quiz
show. Nobody knows what that is.
Would you like to hear the theme from Tattletales?
No, thank you. Okay.
All right, well, Dr. Stone, the banana section wants you to go ahead and tell about the other theming here in the room.
The other theming, like the fans in the bathroom don't work?
Right. Well, they didn't have those in the 50s.
They can't suck the stink out of the bathrooms.
Exactly.
What else? What other themes do you want?
You know, in the bathroom.
Oh, the amenities.
The amenities, right.
Well, yes, keeping with the theme of the 1950s is the Zest bar of soap.
Wait, Zest bath bar and the Zest facial bar.
Do you have the Zest theme song in there?
No, I do not have the Zest theme song, so I'm sorry to let you down. And then, we'll just keep playing Tattletales. Right.
And then there's the VO5 shampoo.
Alberto VO5.
Alberto VO5 and the cream rinse.
Right, the Alberto VO5 shampoo and the Alberto VO5 cream rinse. I didn't even know they were still in operation, so... Anyway, y'all, it's really cute, the little things. And y'all, talk about the lights.
The lights?
You know.
Oh, the light switches here. There's three switches that seem to control whatever it feels like at that moment.
Right.
There's one light out in the sitting area that controls the light in the switch out in the living area that controls the light in the closet clear across the other side of the room.
Right. And which then, we couldn't figure out how to turn on.
Right. And then there's a light switch that turns on to a couple of things at the same time, but then it doesn't turn them off.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
It's just weird.
It's weird.
There's one light that's controlled by three switches.
Right. Well, that's probably why the power is out. We need to throw the switches.
Right. And now none of the switches work.
Right.
But there are lots of plugs in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one thing I will say they got right was there are plugs everywhere.
Just like the 1950s.
Right. Just like the 1950s where you'd have one plug in every room.
Yeah. Oh, I like the cars that they had out in the front of the lobby.
Oh, right,
there,
right.
The old style cars,
right.
And station wagons and
of
stuff.
Of course, it keeps you from pulling up and going into registration because all these old cars are parked
right.
there. But anyway. But so far, so good. And we went to see Larry Potter.
And we got sick to our stomachs.
On Monday night, y'all, we were only in there about an hour, a little more than an hour. And the line was for 30 minutes, so we said, well, why not? And y'all, it is an intense ride.
It turns you up on your back and nearly almost over your head but uh-huh. at times and tosses you around. And yes, we both had the queasy stomach after.
We did, and then we did the Dueling Dragons, and we were ready to puke. But we did meet Hector. And why don't you tell the story about Hector?
Well, are you sure you want me to tell? It's
yes.
what he did to you.
Yes!
As we were going through the line, it says, excuse me, sir. And he says, do you have any military connection? And I don't remember what you said, but he basically patted your head because of the way you style your hair.
Right. He rubbed my flat top.
Right.
Being ready, that sounds vulgar.
It was lovely.
He mistook you for someone in the military.
Well, I guess. But anyway,
He said, I'll give you, just tell him Hector sent you, and they'll get direct front of the line passes
right.
up there.
Express pass, but everybody was getting it.
Right.
But we went back and thanked him anyway.
Right.
And talked to him a little more. And he was cute as a button. Don't you think he was a homosexual?
I'm sure he was.
Oh, I hope he was. I wish he was on The Grin Doctor. But anyway, y'all, speaking of folks on The Grin Doctor. Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today for right. The 13th, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, if she's on the Grin Doctor, she really is confused. But y'all, it is that Melissa the Confused. I think she's up there in the Bay Area now. So that's her name twice. She used to be down in your area, didn't she?
She was in the L.A. area, I believe.
Okay. No wonder she moved away from the Walnut Hills then.
Right.
But y'all, it is Melissa the Confused. You know, she's the daughter of Mama the Confused. Dr. Stone and I got to nattering so much yesterday on yesterday's little show, y'all, we missed a celebration of exiting the birth canal, you know? Oh, very hurting. Poor Dr. Stone. But, y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he was less than excited that Big Fatty remembered his birthday last year, so we forgot it this year. But, y'all, yesterday, it was the celebration of exiting the birth canal of one of the game night gals. It was Curtis.
Correct.
Yeah, and Curtis, we hope you had a lovely birthday with your husband. And maybe Brian did a little something-something for you. Big Freddy, when you say it, it sounds vulgar. Anyway, so we want to send out happy celebrations of exiting the birth canal to Melissa the Confused and to Curtis. And Dr. Stone, would you like the honors?
Oh.
Will there be cake?
Oh, Big Freddy, he's going to replace me.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, guys, so y'all, we've still got one more can to open from Gus Chad and Dr. Stone. Why don't you tell everybody what about this can?
This can is another hand-drawn and colored card. It's the Pink Elephant, which I believe, what was that from? Was that from Pinocchio?
I don't know.
The Pink Elephant, or was it from Dumbo?
I think we see pink elephants when we drink too much.
I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. But this was a character in a Disney movie. I can't remember which one it was, though. I remember somebody was drunk, and then they had a horrible
nightmare. Maybe it's Vera's Scary Adventure.
Oh, it's the Cruise of a Lifetime.
Oh, it's from the Cruise of a Lifetime. And we're going to open it up. It's for the Gay Day Show.
Is it on the back there? Is that of importance there?
Do what now?
On the back?
Oh, it says for the Gay Day Show. Oh, okay. And we're going to open it up, and it's going to, I'm going to let you, that is really good. See, you read what that says.
See, that pink elephant was from Dumbo, because okay. On the card it says, Dumbo want you to beware of pink elephants on parade.
Oh, and y'all, it is Dumbo, and what is that little mouse? Is it Topo Gigio?
I don't know.
Okay, you know Topo Gigio. Do you know who Topo Gigio?
No, who is that?
You don't know who Topo Gigio is? Poor Big Freddy, he's old.
It's another blast from the past.
It is a blast from the past. Y'all, it's
do
perfect.
You have a sound clip for that?
Yeah, it's from the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, okay.
Vera knows what it is. Kind of like Solar Cane and what was that other stuff called?
Ungentine.
Ungentine. I'm surprised there's not a first aid kit here with Ungentine in it. we are going to be heading, by the time you hear this, we will be in Fort Lauderdale. What do you think about being in Fort Lauderdale on Friday the 13th on a full moon?
It sounds delicious to me.
It does. And, y'all, we're probably going to be, eating a lot of meat and,
Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
And Dr. Stone, we're going to be at, the resort that Jimmy Bayer recommended to us.
That's correct.
So,
it's supposed to be a full house.
It is a full house, and, they'll all, block. Oh, dear, I guess they're going to all be blocking Dr. Stone on the Grand Doctor.
The stink eye.
Right. Stink eye instead of the pink eye. Oh, no, I'd rather have the stink eye than pink eye. Perfect, righty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Don't forget, State of the Station this Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern. Big Fatty probably will not be there, as that is a travel day for Big Fatty. But you never know. You never know about these things. Dr. Stone will not be there for sure. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Curtis from the Game Night Gals, and y'all, you never ask a lady her age, but evidently Big Fatty did that last year. And Curtis, what did you think about Big Fatty forgetting your birthday in 2014, huh?
I'm so touched.
Oh, touched as in short bus special?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the double.
Big Fatty, how do you stop it?
Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.